I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that more than 25 million people in America have some sort of rare disease. To talk about research and information related to rare diseases is Dr. Charlie Strange. He's a professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine at MUSC. Dr. Strange, what is the definition of a rare disease and how many of these diseases are identified?
Bobby, the number of rare diseases in America is about 7,000. We define these rare diseases as any disease that has less than 200,000 individuals in the United States.
Do many of these diseases have research underway?
So of the 7,000 rare diseases, we estimate that more than half have research underway. We actually have cures for about 5% of those. That means that we have no therapy at all for about 80% of them. And so that's a huge challenge and a huge burden. At the National Institute of Health, there's universal understanding and enthusiasm for the rare disease mission, because sometimes when you understand a rare disease, it helps inform therapy for much more common diseases. So we understand some basic biology that helps our drug development and helps more common diseases head towards a cure as well.
And what's going on in the world of developing drugs for rare diseases?
Bobby, Congress has a lot of foresight in this space because they've passed a law called the Orphan Drug Act. What this act does is it lets pharmaceutical companies develop drugs for rare diseases without quite as much red tape, and therefore gets drugs to rare patient communities faster.
Dr. Strange, tell us about the rare disease research that you're involved in.
I research two rare lung diseases. One of them is the longest word of doctors in the medical dictionary. It's called lymphangioleiomyomatosis, or we abbreviate that LAM. This is a rare cystic disease of women. It causes air to get trapped inside some cysts in the lung that are driven by a smooth muscle cell that proliferates, that grows, and we try and shut off the growth of these cells. The second disease is alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. This is a genetic disease. It's carried along in families, and its presentation is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, one of those very common diseases in which this alpha-1 is hidden.
And what's going on with your research with these two diseases?
We have lots of different research trials going in both of the diseases. In alpha-1 particularly, we have gene therapy trials to try and make the abnormal gene be replaced and via the normal gene to be able to make normal amounts of the protein alpha-1 antitrypsin.
Are there any resources that you could mention for people listening who do have a rare disease and something that might be a good source of information in general?
Yeah, I think there are two places to start. One of these is the Office of Rare Disease, or ORD, at the National Institute of Health. They have a listing of all 7,000 diseases. And if you know your disease, then you can click on that disease and find some resources. The second of these is the National Organization of Rare Disease, or NORD, N-O-R-D. They support our whole infrastructure of the rare disease community. Many of these diseases have patient advocacy groups that are instrumental in setting the research agenda for their own given diseases.
Dr. Strange, thanks for this information about rare diseases.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.